Blog Talk Radio.
To the Stogies and Beer Radio Show. I am your host, Ramiro Ferran, a.k.a. the Late Night Dog, kicking with you live in the early morning on the Stogies and Beer Radio Show. Stogies and Beer is the official platform of the professional armchair quarterback to call in and boast about the sport that he or she loves the most. We talk about a lot of NFL news because this is a football talk show, but we also cover NBA, NHL, Major League Baseball, NCAA men's and women's sports. We also talk about things like pie eating contests, hot dog eating contests, mud wrestling, WWE, UFC, water polo, handball. Whatever you want to call in and talk about this, consider the sport that comes across the monitor, we'll talk about it. If we don't know about it, you can teach us about it. If you don't know about what we're talking about, we can teach you about what we're talking about. To call in to the show is area code 515-602-9687. Call in to the show at 515-602-9687. Stogies and Beer is broadcast live from Chula Vista, California, WBEST, Chula Vista, California. Time on deck is 8:04 a.m., and it is 44 degrees sunny in San Diego, California. 44 degrees Fahrenheit and sunny in sunny San Diego, California. And our topic for today is going to be a special topic today. We're going to be talking about spring pro football, street free agency for IFL, the Indoor Football League, and NAL, National Arena League opportunities. Again, spring pro football, street free agency for IFL and NAL opportunities. The host will do a tutorial for pro football street free agents regarding how to get on a professional developmental film league roster to move up to the XFL and USFL spring summer roster opportunities leading to a look for NFL summer camps. Topics to include but not limited to the following: scores from the NBA, NHL, NCAA, men's and women's sports, NFL news, Major League Baseball, free agent signings, and breaking news. All right? So anyway, let's get off into it, people. Across the monitor they got, you know, everybody's wondering, you know, is Dak Prescott taking too much of the blame for the loss, this weekend against the who did the Cowboys play? It's been so much football going on, you know, and it's early in the morning, late night dog is still getting his coffee in him. They're wondering if Dak should be taking all the blame against the loss to the San Francisco 49ers. Basically, they're wondering, is Dak taking too much of the blame, or was it just on him, or was it on a little bit of everybody? I think Dak taking as much blame as he needs to take. He's the leader of the team. He did get a bag. He did get paid. So with that being said, the quarterback and the coach are always going to get most of the blame. If you notice, they're not saying much about Mike McCarthy. I think Mike McCarthy had a great game plan. But the bottom line is, it was a hell of a defensive game. You know, the bottom line is, it was a hell of a defensive game. But Dak Prescott, in my opinion, had no business letting Mr. Irrelevant outplay him in a playoff game leading to a conference championship. Dallas is supposed to be easily playing against the Philadelphia Eagles for the conference chip, but yet Brock Purdy is going to be representing in the conference championship. Brock Purdy and the San Francisco 49ers. Like I said yesterday in my comments, I said that the 49ers struck gold as they dug into the Dallas Cowboys. Brock Purdy struck gold on Sunday. They're asking across the monitors, is it more disappointing, Josh Allen or Dak Prescott? Allen for Buffalo, 25-42, 285 yards and an interception against Cincinnati. Prescott for Dallas, 23-37, 206 yards, a touchdown, two interceptions in San Francisco. My eyes are a little bad. I'm a little far away from my monitor, so if some of those numbers are slightly off, forgive me. But you get the gist. Both of them had bad games. Josh Allen definitely had a bad game. And across the monitor today, a lot of people are asking the question. They're asking the question about Stephon Diggs. Is Stephon Diggs right, you know, for the way he's acting about the loss? They're trying to find out, is Stephon Diggs justified, you know, throwing, you know, stretching his arms out on the sidelines, pleading with Josh Allen to get him the ball, pleading with Josh Allen to make the right reads, pleading with Josh Allen, an offensive coordinator, to just run the offense through him. You know, he took to Twitter today to say, "What you guys want me to be, okay with losing?" Well, Stephon Diggs is a competitor. I'm not mad that he's still stewing over it. He wanted to go to the conference championship. I mean, it wasn't like it wasn't a winnable game. They had the tools to win that game against Joe Cool. They could have beat Joe Cool, Joe Burrows, and the Cincinnati Bengals. But, the Cincinnati Bengals came out to play. They came out and they pressed the gas on the situation. They jumped on top of Buffalo and they said, "We're not letting you up." It's almost like being in a street fight. Jump on the guy in the club, jump on him, and you keep on staying on top of him until somebody pull you off. You don't let him back up. He's not getting back up. That's the way you got to go into these games when you're talking about the playoffs, win or go home. So I'm not mad that Stephon Diggs is showing some emotion, because that same emotion I was expecting from one such Dak Prescott, one such Dakota Rain Prescott. That's the emotion that I wanted to see from Dakota Rain the other day. If I'm correct, that's his name. He got one of those unique names. They call him Dak, but it's Dakota Rain Prescott, if I'm correct. At least that's what I heard the media experts say. But if I got that wrong, I apologize, Dak. But I did want to see from you one such Dak Prescott, the same emotion that Stephon Diggs showed on the sidelines, that same emotion, and tweeting out today, "What y'all want me to be, happy with losing?" I haven't seen Dak Prescott show that emotion since the loss. Excuse me, people. Sorry for coughing, but got a little bit of sinus stuff going on today. But anyway, we'll get through it. But Dak Prescott, that emotion that Stephon Diggs showed, that's the emotion that I wanted to see from you at the podium in the loss against the Dallas Cowboys. Heck, Jerry Jones showed more emotion than you did. And he's the owner of the team. The owner of the team can't have more passion than the players. The owner got to pay the players. So if the owner is willing to pay the players what, you know, amicably, you know, what they agreed upon, then the players got to go out there and have that passion and want to win. Dak Prescott talking about next year. Here we go again. Next year, next year. I just want Dallas to quit talking about the Super Bowl. Jerry Jones or whoever, quit talking about going to the Super Bowl. Quit jinxing yourself. It's hard to get to the Super Bowl 2 years back to back. It's hard to get to the Super Bowl at all. It ain't too many teams that have repeated over the years. And ain't too many teams that's three-peated over the years. Stop. Dallas already has a storied organization, even with Jerry Jones. I think Jerry Jones got about two or three of them when he had Aikman, Smith, and Irvin. Aikman, Smith, Irvin. I think they pulled in three of them. I think they got the one in, what was it, 92 to 93, 93, 94, 95. I think they got those three. I believe they got those three. Or something like that. But the bottom line is, Jerry Jones, it ain't like you haven't won the Super Bowl. You've won the Super Bowl with two different coaches, Barry Switzer and Hall of Famer Jimmy Johnson. Excuse me, people, it's still early. I'm still getting my coffee and my brain is still trying to wake up. But it's not like you haven't won the chip. I will quit putting so much pressure on myself. Just get to the playoffs. Just be a contender. And, I mean, everybody, you know, three teams out the NFC East, who used to be the NFC East, you know, three teams came out into the playoffs. So, I mean, it's a strong division. Every one of those teams could have actually probably made it to the playoffs had the Washington Commanders held strong the last three games of the season, last three or four games. They could have easily been in the playoffs as well. Y'all have a tough division. Heck, the Washington Commanders knocked off the Philadelphia Eagles and I think tied once with the Giants who went in. So, I mean, all four of those teams in your division, Mr. Jerry Jones, could have made it to the playoffs. I just want one such Jerry Jones to quit coming out every year saying, hey, we need to go to the playoffs. Hey, we need to go to the playoffs. Hey, we're going to win the Super Bowl. Hey, we need to go to the Super Bowl. He needs to change it around to what I just said earlier before I made the mistake is, hey, we're trying to get to the playoffs. Say that. Hey, we're trying to build a playoff contender, and we'll see what happens. If we get to the Super Bowl, we get to the Super Bowl. We're not guaranteeing the fans anything. At the end of the day, the players and the owner, ownership, front office, coaching, players, scouts, they don't owe the fans anything but their best. They owe the fans their best performance at all levels of what I just mentioned, at ownership, front office, coaches, scouts, players. Everybody owes you their best effort. And when you give your best effort, that's all you can do. But to come out and put the pressure on yourself, oh, yeah, we're going to the Super Bowl. We're going to the Super Bowl. This is our Super Bowl year. You're jinxing yourself. I remember Rex Ryan doing that when he was with the New York Jets. One such Rex Ryan, he was saying the same thing. Oh, yeah, we're going to the Super Bowl. We're going to the Super Bowl. Why do you put that pressure on yourself? Why put that pressure on yourself? Time on deck is 8:14 a.m. You're listening to the Stogies and Beer Radio Show. I am your host, Romero Ferran, a.k.a. the Late Night Dog, kicking with you live in the early morning on the Stogies and Beer Radio Show. If you'd like to call in and debate anything that we're talking about that's coming across the monitor right now, they're saying Packers would consider trading Aaron Rodgers for the right package. Could you see the Packers trading Rodgers? I doubt it. Green Bay is one of those teams. They're going to ride with these they're going to ride with these quarterbacks, the great ones like Favre, Rodgers, until they can find a suitable candidate to replace them. To try to get rid of Rodgers, and then you got an unproven Trey Young, Jordan Love, an unproven Jordan Love, I believe, out of Utah State coming in. He's not proven yet. He had a good game against the Philadelphia Eagles in a reserve role when Aaron Rodgers went out for a minute. He had a good he had a good performance in a reserve role. But to sit back and say that that they're ready to sell off Aaron Rodgers for the right package. Well, what's the right package? Does the package include another quarterback? Does the package look like, you know, trading off Aaron Rodgers for a quarterback swap with the Baltimore Ravens? Bring in, you're going to bring in Lamar Jackson as your new quarterback. Keep Jordan Love as the backup. And then, you know, get some pieces because you're giving up the great one, number 12, Aaron Rodgers, Mr. Relax, giving him up to Baltimore. And then, you know, now Baltimore got a pocket passer. The Packers can change up their style of play where they're not so dependent upon the wide receivers and they could just depend on Lamar Jackson's legs to run the ball. That's a possible package, in my opinion. I think it could work. At least for a year or two. So, you know, a lot of stuff out there coming across the monitor about these, about the great ones. Even Tom Brady's in the news again this morning. He was on his TB12 podcast, the host of the TB12 podcast, which is reported that him and Tom Brady actually have a pretty good friendship off air. They're something like best friends, I guess, you know, but he asked him the question, you know, the host asked the question, hey, man, you know, everybody want to know, are you retiring? Is this it? And he was like, if I bleep it new, I bleep and tell you. He kind of got a little frustrated with his with the host, which again they supposedly have a pretty good relationship off air. So I'm just like, you know, maybe Tom got frustrated. Maybe just got frustrated with the questioning. You know, I'm lucky I didn't get talked to that way because I met Don. Don Yee, which is Tom Brady's agent, when he first announced retirement last year, when he first went out, I asked Don Yee directly. I said, Don, is Tom really calling it a day? Is he really done? But, you know, Don was really polite. He just said, it's just too soon. It's too soon to know. It's too soon. We don't know right now. It's just too soon to tell. And I said, I took that and I left it alone. But I understand his frustrations, you know, he probably just getting to the point to where he's like, hell, you know, I don't want to be continuing to be asked the same question over and over. What am I going to do? I'll let you guys know when I decide. I think that's fair. I mean, this man probably lost his family due to his sports career. Maybe his wife at the time, Giselle, she probably just like, hey, you got to quit. You know, I'm worried about your health. You know, you're not at home a lot with us, with me and the kids. You know, we're ready for you to come home now. And then he just couldn't give up the locker room. And maybe he lost his family behind that. I don't know. I don't know for sure because I'm not Tom Brady. I don't desire to be all in his business. I'm just talking about what's out there in the mainstream, people. I'm just thinking out loud. Maybe, you know, he don't know what he want to do at this point because he's probably lost a lot behind the sport. And it's like he could be looking at it like, well, I've already lost my relationship with my wife and you know, I'm not at home with my wife and kids anymore because of my decision of football. But since I lost everybody, maybe I should just keep going. Since my lifestyle, my family life changed. I'm quite sure he didn't lose everybody. He can never lose his wife, technically, because I mean, they still got to communicate for the kids' sake, if anything else. You know how it goes in these relationships. I've been divorced a couple times myself and broken up from some long engagement, not long engagement, but some, you know, some long relationships. people stay in contact with each other. So you're never really done with anybody, even when you hate them. You're never really done with anybody, even when you hate them, because it's always a reason to have to communicate with them, even if it's just, hey, some legal paperwork came to the house that you might need to look at. Anything. So, I mean, I'm quite sure he still has some kind of relationship with his ex-wife, because there was a lot of money involved in between the two, and they have children. But I'm quite sure it's a tough decision for Tom Brady to make at this point, because he's probably just like, hey, I don't know what I want to do. I lost a lot behind this game, but at the same time, since I lost a lot, maybe I should just keep playing until my heart is content, because I can't go back and fix what – can't go back and change. You can't change the past is what I'm trying to say. When everybody keep asking the man, what you going to do, what you going to do, it's a heck of a decision for that man to have to make. There's a lot of consequences to this game, whether it's health, whether it's relationships, whether it's children, whatever. It's a lot of consequences to this game, finances, employment. It's a lot of consequences to this game. So, yes, it's a heck of a decision for him to have to make. And everybody should quit asking him. So he kind of like snapped at his at the host of the TB12 podcast this morning. And I think he was justified in doing that. Let's get off into some scores and everything like that for the NBA and stuff like that. First of all, for the NFL, we got Sunday, January 29th, 12 p.m. on Fox, the 49ers against the Eagles. 49ers against the Eagles for the NFC Championship. And at 3:30 p.m. on CBS, the AFC Championship will be featuring Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs against Joe Cool Burrow against the Cincinnati Bengals. So that's going to be on Sunday, January 29th, the AFC and the NFC Championship. Again, the NFC Championship, 49ers versus Eagles, will be 12 p.m. on Fox, and 3:30 p.m. on CBS, the Bengals against the Chiefs for the AFC Championship. All right, let's go off into some NBA stuff, some NBA scores from last night. See what were the results of that. I'm doing this new system I got. Going over my scores and everything. I got everything pulled up on my monitor so I can just easily tell you what's going on. Last night we had the Bucks 150 over the Pistons 130. Bucks 150, Pistons 130. We had the Celtics and the Magic. Magic 113 over the Celtics 98. Magic 113, Celtics 98. We had the Bulls 111 over the Hawks 100. Bulls 111 over the Hawks 100. Both of those guys are fighting to get and stay at 500. The Hawks are 24-24. Bulls are 22-24. Bulls are two games off of 500. What else we got? We got more basketball. And we got the Timberwolves. They fell to the Rockets 119-114. Rockets 119 over the Timberwolves 114. We also have the Jazz 120 over the Hornets 102. Jazz 120 over the Hornets 102. Utah Jazz are 525-25. I wonder what happened to them. They started out kind of strong. I was looking at them being number one in the West for most of the season. We also had the Trailblazers 147 over the Spurs 127. Trailblazers 147 over the Spurs 127. We had the Kings 133, Grizzlies 100. Kings 133, Grizzlies 100. Kings are currently 27-19. They're a winning ball club. And the Grizzlies, they're 31-16. But they fell again, like I say, to the Kings, 133-100. Notable top performers in that game was Bane had 21 points for Memphis, and Lyles had 24 points for the Kings. Sabonis gets his sixth triple-double. Of the season in the Kings' win. Didn't get any notes on Ja Morant. I don't know if he was out last night. Maybe that's why they lost the game by 33 points. Maybe Ja Morant wasn't playing last night. Anyway, let's get off into some men's NCAA basketball scores from yesterday. Let you know what's happening there. We had number 17, Baylor, 75 over number 9, Kansas, 69. Baylor over Kansas, 75-69. We also had in Mountain West action, we had Nevada, 97 over New Mexico, 94. Unranked Nevada, 97, defeats number 25, New Mexico, 94. Nevada over New Mexico again, 97-94 in Mountain West action and NCAA men's basketball action. That might mean that New Mexico is probably going to be kicked out of the top 25 by tomorrow. So they look like they were just hanging on by a thread to be in there. But they are 18-3 and ranked number 25. That's New Mexico. But we'll see if they hang on. Good to have a Mountain West team because that's my conference with San Diego State. That's our conference, Mountain West. So good to have somebody in the top 25 from the Mountain West. Nevada is currently 16-5. They're 6-2 in the Mountain West. And New Mexico is 5-3 in the Mountain West. And they're ranked number 25. So we'll see how all that plays out. Just throwing out some stuff that may be of interest to my listeners here and abroad. Let's get off into some women's basketball, NCAA women's basketball action from yesterday. See how that goes. Stand by. I'm just pulling up some scores, people. Just pulling up some scores for you. All right, here we go. NCAA women's basketball, we had Iowa 83 over Ohio State 72. So number 10, Iowa 83 over number 2, Ohio State 72. So Iowa with a big win, a number 10 seed over ranked number 10 team over ranked number 2 team. Iowa wins 83-72. In women's action as well, number 4, LSU 89 over Alabama 51 in SEC basketball action for the women. Number 4, LSU. I like to hear that LSU is ranked because I'm all things Louisiana and all things San Diego. If you listen to the show, you know that. So number 4, LSU over Alabama in SEC action, 89-51. Number 4, LSU 89, Alabama 51. UConn, number 5, UConn over DePaul, 94-51. Number 5, UConn, 94 over DePaul, 51. UConn is ranked number 4. And we got ranked number 6, Indiana, 92 over number 13, Michigan, 83. Again, that is Michigan fell to Indiana, 92-83. Again, number 6, Indiana defeats number 13, Michigan, 92-83. And that's all in NCAA women's basketball action. And let's get off into some NHL scores so I can make sure I show my hockey fans some love. Making sure that they get their scores out today, and we'll go off into that. All right, we got Panthers. The Panthers fell to the Rangers 62. Rangers 6, Panthers 2. We got Maple Leafs 5, Islanders 2. Maple Leafs 5, Islanders 2. We got Sabres 3 over the Stars 2. Sabres 3 over the Stars 2. The Dallas Stars are kind of like my adopted hockey team back in the day. I told this story before. One of my sergeants in the Marine Corps when I was in the military out in Barstow, California, he was a big Dallas Stars fan. So he told everybody when the NHL playoffs come on, the TV will be on the NHL playoffs because the Dallas Stars were playing, I believe, that year in the conference championship, I believe. Or the finals, I can't remember, but that was back in 1996. Dallas had a pretty good team. They made it to the postseason. So one of my sergeants was like, "Yeah, we don't turn the TV. You guys got to be hockey fans this week." So I kind of started liking the Dallas Stars. And we have the Flames 4, Blue Jackets 3. Flames defeat the Blue Jackets 4-3. Flames 4. Blue Jackets 3. All right, so that's what we got for our for our scores today. And we'll get back off into some more scores later. I'll shoot out some more stuff later on and then let you know what the schedule looks like for this evening on all these different sports. Trying to just get better with putting out my news while I'm talking about my main topic, which today, for those of you just tuning in, is spring pro football, street free agency for IFL NAL opportunities. The host will do a tutorial for pro football street free agents regarding how to get on a pro developmental film league roster to move up to the XFL and USFL spring summer roster opportunities, leading to a look for NFL summer camps. Topics to include but not limited to the following: scores from the NBA, which we did, NHL, which we did, NCAA men's and women's basketball, which we did, NFL news, which we did, Major League Baseball free agent signings and breaking news. We don't have anything for Major League Baseball currently, but if anything comes up on the monitor, we'll definitely share it with you. We're going to go off into a quick station break. Time on deck is 8:31 a.m., and it is 47 degrees Fahrenheit and sunny in San Diego, California, and you're listening to the Stogies and Beer Radio Show on Blog Talk Radio. Stand by. We're going to go off into a quick music mix, and we'll be coming back. Live from Chula Vista, California, WBEST, that's WBEST. Time on deck is 8:40 a.m. It is 47 degrees Fahrenheit and sunny in San Diego, California. All right. Our topic for today, for those of you just tuning in, is a special topic today, Spring Pro Football Street Free Agency for IFL and NAL Opportunities. The host will do a tutorial, which I'm going to be doing right now, for pro football street free agents regarding how to get on a pro developmental film league roster to move up to the XFL and USFL spring summer roster opportunities leading to a look for NFL summer camp when the three-day mini camps and all that stuff starts. All right. We'll put my information out there first. My company, my personal business is BESS, capital B, capital E, capital S, capital T. Best Sports Career Management and Advisor Service in San Diego, California. If you want my business card, just go to my Twitter page at Ferran Sports. It's at capital F-E-R-R-A-N-D, capital S-P-O-R-T-S, at Ferran Sports on Twitter. Go to my Twitter page and you'll see copies of, just scroll down my threads, and you'll eventually run into a post of my business card so you can have all my information. If you don't want to rewind the episode, you can get my information that way. Or you can simply, like I said, just rewind this episode. I'm going to time mark this at the 840 mark when I put it out so you guys can hear this information. I wanted to stop doing time codes for this show because I felt like a lot of people were not taking advantage of listening to it, but I'm going to go ahead and do it anyway. I feel convicted to go ahead and do my time codes to help a lot of you street free agents when you finally do come across my radio show or when somebody mention the service to you. But anyway, my company is Best Sports Career Management and Advisor Service in San Diego, California, and I am the owner, Ramiro Ferran, R-A-M-I-R-O, capital F-E-R-R-A-N-D, Ramiro Ferran. That's my first and last name. You can find me on Facebook under Ramiro Ferran as well. And you can also go to my Facebook business page, which is Ferran Sports Management Agency. Ferran Sports Management Agency is my business page on Facebook. You can reach out to me, whether it be on my personal Facebook page under Ramiro Ferran, on my business page, Ferran Sports Management Agency on Facebook, or you can also just reach out to me on Twitter and DM me at Ferran Sports. It's at capital F-E-R-R-A-N-D, capital S-P-O-R-T-S, at Ferran Sports. You can text me or call me at 619-655-1581. I recommend that you text me before you call me so I can know what you're wanting to talk about. That's my telephone number again. It's 619-655-1581. You can also reach me on this radio show. You can Facebook me at Blog Talk, direct chat me at Blog Talk, Stogies and Beer, or you can call into the show, 515-602-9687. 515-602-9687. And you can call in and I can do a 15-minute consultation for you on the radio show. I'll give you a free 15-minute consultation on the radio show, just so people don't say I don't do stuff for free. I do a lot of things for free. If you call into the radio show, I'll give you a 15-minute free consultation. But after that, I also have consultations, 30-minute consultations for $150. 30-minute consultation to talk about everything I do, talk about the whole process, which I'm going to be going over on the show right now. It's $150 for a straight 30-minute consultation. So if you can come on here and get a free 15-minute consultation, I'll answer a couple questions for you. But if you really want me to get deep off into what I do, who I've helped, what were their results, what do I have any testimonials, what's my IRS status, and all these different things that you want to know. All of you guys have want to do a full investigative report on me just because I'm asking you to spend a little bit of money in my business. But anyway, this is how the service works. I have something called the Prove It system. The Prove It system basically is a system for if you are a small school athlete flying under the radar. And when I say small school athletes, for my business, we go all the way up to the FCS Division I level. And the only level that we deal with at the FCS Division I is historical black colleges and universities. That's my niche. That's my niche market who I deal with. Yes, it's a whole lot of FCS schools out there. You got the South Dakota University, Jackrabbits. They're the national champions for FCS Division I football, and the runner-up and previous champion is North Dakota State University. You got all those type of schools that were in the Division I FCS playoffs. Those schools are not my niche market. My school's niche market is black colleges and universities, historical black colleges and universities at the FCS Division I level. That's the only Division I schools that I deal with, meaning teams in the SWAC, Southwestern Athletic Conference, and teams in the MEAC, Mid-Eastern Athletic Conference. SWAC meaning Grambling, Southern. MEAC meaning North Carolina Central. Shout out to North Carolina Central for winning the Celebration Bowl for 2022. Teams like Morgan State in the MEAC. Teams like Florida A&M, they're now in the SWAC now. Jackson State's in the SWAC. Who else is in the MEAC? You got MEAC, Norfolk State. They're in the MEAC. So you got a lot of Howard in the MEAC. Hampton used to be in the MEAC, but they moved over to, I think they're now the Southern Conference. They're in the SoCon now. So they left the traditional HBCU Black College Football Conference, but they're still a HBCU. Historical black college, they're just not in the MEAC anymore. They went to the Southern Conference, I believe. Anyway, I have something called the Prove It system. So for any schools that are historical black colleges and universities, Division I, and then I deal with all D2, all D3, all NAIA schools. So I've done something called the Manifest Destiny program to where I reached out to all the small colleges, D2, D3, NAIA, plus on top of that, again, HBCU, FCS Division I schools. That completes my Manifest Destiny mission. I'm currently finishing off the last schools in the Division III on that list. I'm just finishing up D3 schools. I'm currently on the last part of all schools that start with the letter H. So if you're a Division III school and your school's name, your school's program start with the letter H, I'll be finished up reaching out to all of those schools today. After I get off of this show, I got about 8 more schools that start with the letter H. I'll be finished up. So A through H, if you're a Division III player, you can already be reaching out to your coaches with my email, rdforan@gmail.com. That's Romeo, Delta, Foxtrot, Echo, Romeo, Alpha, Delta, Nancy, Dog. Again, that's rdforan@gmail.com. That's R as in Romeo, D as in Dog, F as in Frank, E as in Echo, R as in Romeo, A as in Apple, N as in Nancy, D as in Dog. Again, rdforan@gmail.com. Text my email address to your athletic director or your head coach and ask them if they responded to my email recommending you to me to play professional football. This is what I do. I help small school athletes get opportunities to play professional football at their most immediate level. When I say most immediate level, that's the most immediate level that you qualify to play for. I don't deal with giving people fairy tales talking about, oh, I'm going to help you get to the NFL. That's not what I do. I help you get off your couch. I take you out of the gym working out all day long looking for an opportunity. And I put you on the football field and let you get coached up, get prepared for the next level from where you starting at. If you wind up in the NFL, great. Hallelujah. That's one more feather in my cap, and that's a testimonial. I have dealt with players that have been in NFL camp. I've talked to them, tried to manage them, tried to put them with certain agents. Some of them got to NFL camps and stuck. Some of them got to NFL camps and got cut. However, I spoke with them. They didn't want to use me as their management, and they didn't want to use my agents that I deal with in my network to represent them. They went with other people, but it's not like I have not came across NFL athletes, NFL caliber athletes, because I have. As far as my direct service go, I have managed people that got all the way up to the CFL camp, XFL camp, AAF camp, Alliance of American Football when they were in, Arena One camp, when they were here, AFL Arena One, which they should be coming back soon. They're making a resurgence. I've gotten them 3-day workouts with AFL One teams, primarily the champions of the last run of Arena One football, which were the Albany Empires. I would send guys that were on my management roster out to Albany, New York for 3-day workouts. Several athletes out there, and several looked really good, and we're going to be getting invited back to camp the following season, but COVID-19 killed their season, and then they never came back. I think they wound up going bankrupt and never came back due to COVID-19. However, I've gotten players, so again, the XFL level, USFL level, I got a player going to camp right now. Shout out to Jeff Ejekum. You can find him on Facebook at Jefe. That's at J-E-F-E apostrophe at Jefe. You can look up him. That's Jeff Ejekum on Facebook. He's currently signed on the camp contract to go to the Memphis Showboats, I believe, on March the 15th. He'll be reporting to Memphis, Tennessee to go to camp for the Memphis Showboats. So you're talking to the right person when you're talking about experience getting guys opportunities. I've gotten all my training from Steinberg Sports, and that's at SSE on Twitter, at Steinberg Sports and Entertainment on Twitter. They currently manage Tua Tagovailoa, Jerry Jeudy, and the great Patrick Mahomes. Okay, so my experience came from high-level people. I have my business certificate from Steinberg Sports for sports business certification. I also have a certificate for global sports management from New York University and Yellow Brick Online Learn. New York University sponsored the program with Yellow Brick Online Learn, and I learned just a little bit about everything when it comes down to sports globally and global sports management. So I have my certification there. So now that I've given you a little bit about me and my credentials and who I've helped, it's up to you to go to my Facebook pages or my Twitter pages and scroll down and do your own investigation. I'm not going to sit on here and try to shell out to all of you guys a list of people I've helped. Just go through. You can retweet out on my page or whatever. Add me to a tweet and say, hey, is this guy a scam? Hey, is this guy a fraud? Whatever it is that you need to know, you can tweet it out. And 9 times out of 10, everybody's going to give you a great critique, because I don't do scam business. I don't take people money and run. I try to do what I say I'm going to do. However, you have to understand that it's always one or two people. That's why I say 8 times out of 10, 9 times out of 10, because there's always going to be one or two people that ain't happy with your service because they didn't make it to the NFL. Well, I didn't tell you you was going to make it to the NFL, or they didn't make it to their immediate pro level for whatever reason. Sometimes it's their fault because of something stupid they did. Sometimes they can't understand the playbook. Sometimes they miss practice and the coach tell you you kicked off the team. Sometimes they do crazy stuff like smoking marijuana or drugs and women being found in your room during the season, and you ain't supposed to have all that. Sometimes people miss curfew. Sometimes people don't report back from a vacation or from a bye week. They don't report back on time. Sometimes people do something as silly as trying to bring their wife to camp and doing all this crazy stuff, and then they wind up coming at me sideways when I'm trying to give them the best advice of what not to do. And sometimes guys are just not good enough to play pro football at any level. Because you might sit back and say, oh, well, he's just talking about getting me to the indoor football league. Well, the National Arena League. Well, you know, you can look down on these opportunities, but now these opportunities are valuable. When you're talking about the indoor football league is partnered with the XFL. They're partnered with the XFL as their exclusive minor league system for bringing guys in for a workout when their players get hurt. Makes sense. They're already an established league. Guys are back, you know, guys might have got cut from the NFL. Guys might have got cut from the CFL. Guys might have got cut from the XFL, USFL. And they're playing in the indoor football league for opportunity to move back up to get to an NFL or CFL camp or back up to an XFL, USFL camp. I also deal with Hub at capital HUB on Twitter. Go to at Hub on Twitter, and they're the exclusive partner, data sharing partner service and scouting service for the USFL. You have to be very good to get in the Hub camp. You can't just be a run-of-the-mill athlete. Sometimes it's easier to get in than others, depending on the level of competition that's trying to get in that particular camp, in that particular event. They got one coming up here in San Diego in February. I think on February 22nd, Hub is going to be doing another event here in San Diego. So, you know, you may want to look into getting with me on using my reputation and my relationship with them to try to help you get a look for Hub Camp. Even though if you attend, that does not mean that you're going to the NFL. It doesn't mean that you're going to the USFL, but at least you'll be in their system. If someone in your position goes down at the USFL level, they can send out a request to say, who are the last couple events, who did you have that were notable linebackers or notable offensive linemen or noticeable defensive ends? And they can send that list out to the team. And then they can pick two or three guys and say, hey, we want to bring them in for a workout. And Hub can contact you and set that up for you, because they're the exclusive data sharing and scouting service for the United States Football League, which starts up on April 15th, if I'm correct. And again, I already have one player that's going to camp. I also had another player that was offered a contract to, but he decided to forego that contract and go into the XFL in the XFL draft pool, which was not a great idea. Why? Because you never turn down a contract with an established league that's going into their second season with a television contract. You never turn a contract down to wait to be drafted for another league when it's not guaranteed that, number one, the league is going to launch, and number two, that that you will be drafted. So that young man missed out on a prime opportunity because he thought that the XFL opportunity was better. Again, never turn down a contract that's on the table at any level. Always take your contract, and then if you can move up higher, you move up higher. But always take the contract that's offered to you. Now, going back to my system is called the Prove It system. Again, for everybody that's FCS, Division I, HBCU, Division II, Division III, the NAIA schools. My Prove It system is where I take your film and your resume and put it on the right contact's desk for certain things. Now, if I start from the FCS Division I level, HBU schools like Grambling, Southern, Norfolk State, North Carolina Central, SWAC, and MEAC schools, if you are going to have a pro day and you're going to have numbers to report from that pro day, I can put you on the desk of Steinberg Sports. My contacts there at Steinberg Sports that I know, I can send your stuff directly to them. I will let you know right now that if you had, if I can do that, but if you didn't do a junior day, which is your pro day, your junior year, where you do the Wonderlink, you run your 40 in some cases, you do the bench press, how many reps you can get on 225 in some cases, and they do all your measurements. That's a junior day. If you did a junior day and you have a verifiable draft ranking in your position group going into your senior year, and they can look up to see if Pro Football Focus or ESPN is writing about you, doing a detailed scouting report on you, ranking you as the top whatever in your position group, whether you're a quarterback, defensive back, whatever, that junior day is when the scouts at these places called Pro Football Focus, all these data analytics people, scouting people, scouting services, whatever, they start talking about you. That the junior day gets you the buzz going into your senior year. Then if you're going to have a pro day, more people are more than likely to come to your pro day, and then they'll report, those numbers will get reported, and then that's how you get on the draft board. You're not on the draft board in most cases if you are a Division II and below athlete. You're more than likely not on the draft board unless you went to a school that's a D2 champion back-to-back like a Ferris State. The first player I took had at Ferris State, I got him a pro contract in the Champions Indoor Football League, which is right below the Indoor Football League as far as marketing budget go. Same talent level, but their marketing is just a tad bit off from the IFL. IFL is the standard, then right below that, you got Champions Indoor Football League. So the point I'm making is that particular player played at Ferris State, and one of his teammates had already got signed to the Cleveland Browns. Ferris State has a good football program. They have a good football program. And I was also talking to a lot of players from Ferris State that never fell through right, but their quarterback, which they had a good quarterback at the time I was dealing with those guys, I was trying to, you know, help him out, but he wound up going to the level that I thought he was going to start at, which was the Indoor Football League, which he's currently in the Indoor Football League right now, trying to work his way up. So with all that being said, I have something called the Prove It system. Now, if you're an FCS Division I athlete, like I said, like if you play for the SWAC, MEAC, these Division I conferences, especially if your school made it to the playoffs or the Celebration Bowl or whatever, I can put your film directly on high-level agent's desk. And I can do that for, you know, using Steinberg Sports and Entertainment. I also have an email for Don Yee, which is Tom Brady's agent. Don Yee runs the Hub Camp I was mentioned previously, and he gave me his information. I'm not saying that I'm with Don Yee, I'm not saying that I'm sitting back. I can just call up there and be like, hey, this and hey, that. But he gave me a contact. I used that contact, and you never know. He might check his email. Somebody might check the email for the players. I don't know how it all works with them. I just tell you the truth. I have a contact that he gave me. He gave me his business card. And so I still send players to his email. How often he checks it, how interested he is in checking it, I don't know. I just got the contact. As far as Steinberg Sports, I got a little bit better relationship with them. I can at least call one agent up there, because I have taken a meeting on Zoom with them before, and I've been in multiple seminars with them before. Plus, they the one gave me my business certification. So my efforts as far as getting you an opportunity with a high-level agency like Steinberg Sports is more doable with them, because I have a direct relationship with them. And I do have one contact that I can call and have a conversation with every now and then. I'm not saying I'm sitting back swapping fish stores with them either, but it's more doable with Steinberg Sports. If you have a junior day with a verifiable draft ranking, and if you're going to be participating in pro day, those are the two requirements that they ask me for. But then even when they look at all that, they have to decide whether you're worth their time and money to pay for all your training, to use their contacts to get you on the help get you on the draft board, all this stuff. So basically, the way it kind of goes at the FCS D1 level, if you have had a junior day and all that stuff, the way it actually goes is they just want to basically make sure that you're the right caliber player that they want to be presenting to a front office. Like the contact that I have at Steinberg Sports, he's best friends with the general manager for the Kansas City Chiefs, right? They done the deal for Patrick Mahomes, right? Okay, I know that guy. You know, matter of fact, my mentor and that guy are friends. They went to school together. So what I'm trying to say is that particular contact at Steinberg Sports can call the general manager for the Kansas City Chiefs and say, hey, I got this guy. Looks kind of interesting. Take a look at him. It can happen, but you got to be the right player. You got to have write-ups done on you. Pro Football Focus is the main source that I know of that's writing about all these players that helps them get on the draft board. But if you didn't do a junior day, you're probably going to be not a good candidate to send to Steinberg Sports. That's why I asked you to have a junior day with a verifiable draft ranking. Some guys say, oh, I did a junior day. Well, where's your notes? Where's your draft ranking? Did anybody write about you? So I need all that stuff to justify why I'm going to have an agency like Steinberg Sports try to approach you, not try to, but approach you for representation. And then what justifies them, what compels them, rather, to take you to a Kansas City Chiefs front office and say, hey, this guy going to be on the draft board, draft him or bring him into camp. They pretty much were, you know, deal with people getting drafted, because the higher you go in the draft, the more money you make and the more money they make. That's just the way it goes. That's the business. They don't worry about stuff like, oh, we get the guy in camp. They don't worry about that type of stuff. This low-level agent stuff. This high-level agent stuff I'm talking about. High-level agents, they try to get you to get on the draft board and get you drafted. So you make money and they make money. The higher you go in the draft, meaning rounds 1 through 4 is your money rounds. That's where the biggest money is spent. And Steinberg has plenty of first-round draft picks. Trust me. We're talking about the Steve Youngs, the Patrick Mahomes, the Tua Tagovailoas. They got plenty of first-round draft picks, so they're not really sitting back begging for players. It's just because I've been to so many of their seminars and I've kind of made a good networking relationship. No, we're not friends. No, we're not calling each other every day. But one thing I noticed, that you have to have the right player for them to press the gas on. I sent an offensive lineman to them last year, a defense D3 offensive lineman out of Amherst College. I sent their stuff. The first thing they wanted to know was, is he going to have a pro day? And I said, no. What I did is I put him into a system to where he's going to be playing in fan-controlled football. He's going to play pro football in the spring to show you that he can play against all levels of talent. NFL camp cuts, CFL camp cuts, high-level FBS, Division I athletes, and Division II and below athletes as well. He's going to show you, coming out of a D3 school, that he can play against all these different type of athletes. And I had him get his pro film, and I sent his pro film to them. But the problem is, again, if you don't have a pro day and they don't, and Pro Football Focus or ESPN or whoever, all these different media companies, scouting services, if they're not writing about you and you're not on the draft board, they're not going to deal with you. I tried to send him as an offensive lineman because offensive linemen stick around the league for a long time, and there always is a need for offensive linemen just like quarterbacks. So that's how that works when it works when it comes to me putting you on a high-level agent's desk so they can pay for your housing, meals, training, and all this stuff, getting you ready for a pro day. But you got to have a junior day with a verifiable draft ranking, and then you got to have a pro day scheduled, and then you got to do the pro day, do well at the pro day, have good numbers, and then people like Steinberg Sports, people like Don Yee will work with you. But without that, you need to go into my Prove It system. I'm going to go into my Prove It system a little bit more when we come back from break. Stand by. We're going to take a quick station break, and I need to get me some coffee and head to the men's room and all that good stuff, and we'll be back. Stand by. Hello and welcome back to the Stokers and Beer Radio Show. I am your host, Romero Foran, a.k.a. the Late Night Dog, kicking it with you live in the early morning. All right, on today's schedule for NBA action, we got the Bulls and the Pacers. Bulls and the Pacers at 4 p.m. today. We also got the Celtics and the Heat, 4:30 p.m. on TNT. Celtics and the Heat, 4:30 on TNT. We got at 4:30 p.m. the Cavaliers and the Knicks. 4:30 p.m. the Cavaliers and the Knicks. I got the Cavaliers in that one. I know my number one sports contributor, DC, probably would argue against that, but I think the Knicks gonna drop one more. We also got the Nuggets and the Pelicans at 5 o'clock p.m. Nuggets and the Pelicans, 5 o'clock p.m. If the big three, Dean, Zion Williamson, and Herb Jones, if they're not playing, then I don't see us beating the Nuggets. We also got the Wizards and the Mavericks today. Let's see what time they're playing. Wizards and the Mavericks at 5:30 today. Wizards and the Mavericks 5:30 today. And you know the Wizards just lost a big one. They just lost Rui Hachimura to the L.A. Lakers. That's been all over the news. Lakers beat the trade deadline, and they picked up the Wizards, Rui Hachimura from the Wizards. But it's going to be 5:30 p.m. Wizards and the Mavericks today. Wizards are going to be receiving Kendrick Nunn and two second-round picks for Rui Hachimura, who's going to the Lakers. So the Lakers gave up Nunn. I like Nunn. I hate they had to let him go, but they let Nunn go and let him go and two second-round picks. 6 o'clock p.m. today, we got the Hornets and the Suns. I got the Suns in that one. Again, 6 o'clock p.m. today, Hornets and the Suns. And 7 o'clock p.m., the Clippers and the Lakers. That's going to be a big one. I got my Clippers in that one. But if Rui Hachimura is going to be on the court with LeBron, I don't know how that's going to work because he's probably just getting there today, but we'll see how that works out. Clippers and the Lakers at 7 o'clock p.m. today on TNT. So looks like our TNT games are going to be the Celtics and the Heat, 4:30 p.m. TNT Celtics and the Heat, and then at the late game, the late game is going to be the Clippers and the Lakers. Clippers and the Lakers in the late game on TNT at 7 o'clock p.m. I'm shelling out specific coast time, so you just adjust it 2 to 3 hours, 2 hours if you're central, 2 hours ahead, and then 3 hours ahead if you're eastern. So just remember, this is a West Coast show, so I'm always going to be belting out West Coast time frame, but just adjust it 2 hours ahead if you're central, 3 hours ahead, what I'm saying, if you're Eastern. I left off talking about a 2023 camp hopeful coming out of if you played your last football game of eligibility this year and you're looking to go into the NFL. I just broke it down to you, my route as far as finding agents that'll help you get your meals, housing, training paid for. I just broke down to you two high-level agencies. One was Yee Dubin Sports. Yee Dubin meaning Don Yee, who is Tom Brady's agent. I did get his business card directly from him, so I do email him players. I don't know how often he checks his email or not. Like I said, I don't have a relationship with him like that to where we're sitting down swapping fish stories and knocking back a couple brews. That's not what I do with them. But he did give me his contact information via his business card. I do send players to his email. Again, how often he checks his email, I don't know. I don't know him like that. I'd have to see him to verify if he got your stuff, and I can see him at Hub Camp when they come out here. I can, you know, talk to him then. But the last time I was out there, he wasn't there because it was in the season. He was dealing with Tom Brady in season. The next high level agency I told you I have a little bit more tangible networking relationship and can get people on the phone. That's with Steinberg Sports. And again, Steinberg Sports handles clients like Tua Tagovailoa, Patrick Mahomes, Jerry Jeudy. And so these are the high-level people that they deal with. But again, to deal with those people, for me to get you the things that you might want, meaning to get your film on a NFL general manager's desk. They have the capability of doing that, but you have to already been written about. And how do you get wrote about by Pro Football Focus and ESPN and all these different media sources? Number one, you probably need to go to a strong school, a school at least with a winning record. Have a junior day with verifiable draft ranking, with a verifiable draft ranking per your position group. And then you need to have a pro day scheduled and do well at your pro day. Those are the things you need to have to get a high-level agency to pay for your meals, training, and all that stuff. I can put your stuff on these two agencies' desk via email, but you have to have those things that I just mentioned, a junior day with a verifiable draft ranking, a pro day, which you do well at. And it doesn't help it doesn't hurt if you went to a school program that had a winning record. Like, let's say, for instance, for the SWAC, Jackson State, then right up under that, the FCS playoff qualifier was like a FAMU, Florida A&M University. They should have got a bid to go into the FCS Division I playoff, but they didn't. There was a lot of buzz about that, saying that, you know, HBCU and HBCU with their record were treated unfairly. So, you know, it doesn't hurt to be at a program, even if it's FCS, Division I, HBCU, like a Florida A&M University with a winning record, a Jackson State University with a winning record, a MEAC school like North Carolina Central, Celebration Bowl 2022 champions, they had a winning record. It doesn't help to go to those type of schools. Those three schools I just gave you were winning programs. So if you went to those schools, you had a junior day, a pro day, and you do well at your pro day, I can put you on those high level agencies' desk via email and see if they'll take a look and maybe try to represent you. Now let's go deep off into the proven system for everybody, Division II and below, and all you other FCS, Division I HBCUs that had a losing record. The program wasn't that good, and you're flying under the radar because you didn't get a junior day, or you did a junior day but didn't get a verifiable draft ranking, and then and you probably don't get a pro day, so that's gonna knock you out of contention for any agents to want to pay for your meals, housing, and all that stuff, and pay for your training for a pro day. And then on top of that, if you're not getting offered a pro day, it doesn't matter anyway, because some of these schools don't offer a pro day, even at the FCS Division I level, meaning SWAC, MEAC, they may not get a pro day. I'm helping a player right now that went to Alabama A&M right now, trying to help get him into the USFL via my proven system, which I'm going to talk about right now. All right, for the next 30 minutes or so, I'm going to talk about the proven system. The proven system works like this. I'll take your film, your resume, your photos, put it all together in a package to email out to different coaches, scouts, scouting agencies, whatever the case may be, that's in my network, to help get you on a spring football roster in the indoor football league, which I previously mentioned is the minor league partner for the XFL. I'll also send your stuff to HubCamp, and HubCamp is not free, but it is the official scouting service for the USFL, meaning if I get you an opportunity, it's hard to get in Hub because you have to be very good, and it is a NFL sanctioned event, and it's ran by Don Yee, again, Tom Brady's agent. So you go to @Hub on Twitter to find out more information, @HUB on Twitter. But they got an event coming up in San Diego, California on February 22nd, meaning you'd have to, number one, register online to go. If you get selected, they'll send you a letter saying you were selected. They'll send me a letter as the agent saying that you were selected. And then so what I'm saying is I'll use my relationship with the people at HUB, the general manager and the vice president of operations. I'll use my relationship, and in case they got to make a decision for two players, my player and another player that might kind of be similar, and they decide on who they want to select, sometime my relationship with them, because I send a good amount of people to them, and a good amount of people get selected. So my relationship with them might help you get the opportunity to go to Hub Camp, which is a camp that teaches you how to do a in-facility workout. If you get called into a facility, they prepare you on what drills, how to do the drill, work on your technique. It prepares you to do a good in-facility workout in case you get called. And currently, since they're the data sharing scouting service for the USFL, if somebody goes down at a position in the USFL, they can ask who do Hub have that done the last couple of events that stood out at that position. Hub sends them the list. They contact the player and say, hey, the USFL wants to bring you up for a workout, blah, 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 blah. That goes like that with Hub. That's part of my proving system. So I take your film, your photos, your resume, which is your resume meaning like your bio, two paragraphs talking about from high school, why didn't you go Division I? Or if you went Division I, why did you wind up going to a D1 FCS school, HBCU school versus a D1 Power 5? Why did you go from high school to a D2, D3, or NAIA school? Why didn't you go to a FCS school, or why didn't you go to an FBS school? Your two paragraphs is basically giving your story from high school to college and from college to where you are right now, whether you are a 2022 NFL camp hopeful, now a street free agent still looking for a job in football, or you're a NFL 2023 camp hopeful looking for an opportunity to make a camp roster for the NFL. So that's what I mean when I say NFL camp hopeful. You played your last collegiate game of eligibility this year, and you're looking to go and play professional football in the NFL. But how does that work? Again, I send out an email to all the professionals in my network that can help get you on a pro football spring roster. Some of you may qualify to go directly to the USFL. Some of you may qualify to go directly to the XFL. Some of you may qualify to play at certain levels or do certain events like Hub Camp to help get you to the USFL. Some of you may have to play in the National Arena League to get some film. Some of you may have to play in the Fan Control Football League to get some film. And Fan Control Football currently has an NBC contract. NBC is their television partner, so that's definitely somewhere where I would send your film, and hopefully they can offer you a camp contract or pique their interest when you go and do one of their several workouts that they'll be doing before their season starts up in April. So, again, the proving system will be I'll send out an email, and the email in the subject line, it'll have your name, your school, your name, your position, your school, and what level of experience you have. If you're a 2022 street free agent now, if you played football last spring, you'll put that in the subject line as well. Like if you played in the IFL already, NAL already, whatever, I'll take all that. But I like the people that I'm sending your stuff to know how much experience. If you just got college experience, you'll put down your name, your position, what college. If you have some pro experience from last spring, it'll be your name, your position, the college, and what level of pro that you played at IFL, NAL, and the team. Moving from that, going into the email body, it'll have all your height, age, date of birth, height, weight, 40-yard dash time, reps on 225, any stats and awards, and your home of record. Moving down into that, we get take two paragraphs telling your story, like I just mentioned. Coming out of high school, going to college, why did you wind up going to a small school? Coming out of college, why didn't you go pro? Did any scouts talk to you? Did any scouts talk to your coaches? Did anybody do any write-ups on you? You'll start telling your story in no more than two paragraphs from high school up to where you are right now currently. If you got in trouble or something like that and had to switch schools or drop down, or whether it was grades or family problems, whatever your story is that has you in your current situation today, that's what we want you to tell in your two-paragraph bio. We'll take your highlights and your film. I recommend you to have everything placed on a YouTube link. If you have Huddle, we'll take it, but I'm just giving you fair warning that sometimes Huddle links expire based on the space that the school has in their data system. Meaning if you young men just graduated, and young women too in some cases, and it will depend on what sport you play, Huddle, I believe each school only has so much space. So if they got a new class coming in, they may need to clear the last year's class out to make room for the data for the new class coming in. They have to have space to put all the film and everything so people can have their film and so the team can study the film. But if you're in last year's class, they may delete all y'all stuff. That's why I'm telling you, get your best two full game film. Put that on the YouTube link, and also take your highlights and put that on the YouTube link. When you start talking about playing for the XFL and the USFL, highlights won't work. You have to have two full game films. Two full game films are your best game, so they can see you in the whole play. What you're doing before the play, during the play, after the play. That's what they want to see in your two full game films. And your highlights just basically is basically just everything you did good, of course. But they don't want to just see everything you did good. They want to also see what you need to work on. That's why they asked for two full game films. Here recently, I believe it was the USFL Pittsburgh Maulers, they specified, they said, we're looking for some more players still. Send your stuff in. And they said, no highlights, two full game films. And I can guarantee you half of y'all didn't get looked at, over half of y'all didn't get looked at, because nobody told you that your highlights don't work at the NFL, CFL, USFL, and XFL level. They need full game highlights. They need to know as much as they can see. They need to evaluate as much as they can see so you can get that $60,000, $100,000 bag for that 6 months. You know, they're actually sending, you know, you're making what you can make on a good job playing at those leagues. Plus, they all got TV partners, Fox, NBC, all that stuff. You know, so, I mean, you know, they need to know, they need to justify why they're giving you the bag versus the next guy. And if you have, excuse me, the throat's getting a little dry. But if you have two full game highlights and the next guy don't, you're probably going to be the person that they bring in versus the other guy. So remember, highlights don't just work at that level. So we'll take up under your bio, your two paragraph biography, we'll attach your highlight and film links. There'll be three links, highlight and two films, three links, all separate. Going back to highlights, make sure your highlight is no more than 3 to 5 minutes long. Highlight no more than 3 to 5 minutes long. Because after 3 to 5 minutes, I know I start losing attention. Don't send me a 7 minute, 8 minute highlight, because you know, I'm not gonna be sitting there watching all that. Make sure your highlight is about three, four, pushing it 5 minutes max. 3, 4, pushing it 5 minutes max. So I'll say no less than 3 minutes, no more than 5 minutes. So somewhere around about 4 minutes would be great. The next thing we want to talk about is your photos. You'll send two photos, one headshot in jersey, polo, suit, coat, and tie, whatever your team requires you to wear for your team photo. I'm talking about your team photo being a headshot, meaning you don't have your helmet on. They see you. They can see you, who you are individually without your helmet on. You can be wearing your jersey, a polo, a blazer, whatever the case may be. That's your team photo. They want to see your face. And then a action photo in your position. Game action photo, meaning if you're a wide receiver, slot receiver, you're catching a pass. If you're a quarterback, you're throwing a pass. If you're a linebacker, you're making a tackle. If you're a defensive tackle, you're making a sack or a tackle. If you're offensive lineman, you're making a great block. If you're a tight end, you're catching the ball or making a block. That's what a game action photo constitutes. So again, the email will look like in the subject line, your name, your position, your school, and what pro, and if you got pro experience, what level of pro experience you have, whether you played in the IFL, CIFL, NAL, ECFL, whatever level. And that could be spring semi-pro or spring pro arena, pro indoor, whatever. Then you drop down, you'll have all your stats, you know, height, weight, that's your measurables, your height, your weight, 40-yard dash time, reps on 225 pounds. If you, whether you had a junior day, a pro day, any stats and awards, your age, date of birth, home or record. Dropping down from there, your two-paragraph bio, your story coming from high school to college, college to where you are currently, whether you're a street free agent or whether you're an NFL camp hopeful for 2023. Moving down from there, three links. One link for your highlight. Make sure your highlight is no more than 3 to 5 minutes long, preferably about 4 minutes or some change would be good. Dropping down from there, a full game film. Dropping down from there, another full game film. Two of your best games. Highlights, two of your best games, all on separate YouTube links. If you have huddle links, we'll take them, but I suggest that you change them over to YouTube as soon as you can. But preferably, I would like them all in YouTube links immediately. Dropping down from there, you'll have two photos, one headshot in jersey, meaning or polo or blazer, meaning your team photo with just your headshot, so they can see your face without your helmet on. Right aside of that, you'll have a game action photo, whatever you doing something on the football field at whatever position that you play, quarterback throwing the ball, wide receiver catching the ball, linebacker making the tackle, defensive tackle making the sack, tight end making a block or a catch. You get the point. Game action photo. We'll take all that and we'll send that to all the people in my network, whether they're indoor football league coaches. Again, the indoor football league is the official minor league system for the XFL, whether it's right alongside that, the National Arena League. The National Arena League currently is not partnered with the USFL or the XFL, neither is Fan Control Football. But the benefits of being on Fan Control Football, at Fan Control Sports on Twitter, the benefits of your film getting submitted to their front office through me and doing a workout through me is the fact that they have a TV partner in NBC. You can play twice a week on TV, on national TV on Saturdays in the spring. NAL, National Arena League, I take that film and I send that to Hub. And I also send it to Fan Control Football as well, who has a TV partner again. So the National Arena League, that film is that level of play is right alongside of the Indoor Football League. However, the Indoor Football League is directly partnered with the XFL. So I'll definitely send your stuff there. If you don't get picked up there right off the bat, I'll send it to Champions Indoor Football League, which is the league right below it. I kind of like a start. I start a lot of guys in the Champions Indoor Football League and move them up to the Indoor Football League. They're the same style of football, meaning they use a traditional running back, and they run a eight-man football type of format with a traditional running back, and their quarterback does a lot of RPO, run-pass option. In the National Arena League, the difference is they don't use a traditional running back. Their quarterback stays in the pocket, airs it out downfield, and they use an undersized lineman as a fullback in goal line or first down situations. So that's the difference between the IFL and the NAL. All this film, regardless, can help you when the XFL starts doing workouts. It can still help you whether you're in the CIFL, NAL, fan control football, all this, all these different leagues can help you get film to help you get a look. And the fact that you're playing in spring, getting some pro-level experience, you're getting pro-level experience, that helps. College film is great, but the more pro experience you have, the better chances you are to move up to an XFL or a USFL opportunity in the summertime. And then as they're playing through the summer, if an NFL team gets a look at you in the USFL and XFL in the summertime, after their season is over with for the XFL, USFL, maybe you can get an NFL camp opportunity. Because you got to remember, the XFL is on TV along with the USFL. They're on national TV. USFL put in about 60 players in NFL camps. Some guys stuck, some guys got cut. Notable name, Kevontae Turpin with the Dallas Cowboys, number 9 kick returner. He's the most notable name. Even when the XFL folded in 2020, most of their guys in 2021, a lot of their guys, about 30-some, 50-some guys, I believe, they got called in the NFL camps and got worked out. Notable name, P.J. Walker. That's a notable name, P.J. Walker. With the Carolina Panthers. He was with the Houston Roughnecks. So, I mean, it can happen, people. But you got to understand, you got to take the steps. If you want to play pro football at the highest level, some of you guys are just going to have to take the steps. And my proven system, that's how I work. I just broke it down to you. I'm going to take your film and your resume and send it to teams in the CIFL, IFL for your XFL opportunity. For your USFL opportunity, I'm going to send it to Fan Control Football at Fan Control Sports on Twitter, National Arena League, and also to Hub Camp at Hub on Twitter, at capital HUB on Twitter for your USFL opportunity. So I have your XFL opportunity lined out, your USFL opportunity lined out, and all you have to do is be willing to take part in this proven system. Because if you're a small school athlete flying up under the radar, you're going to need to do these things. I'm sorry, you're going to need to do it. You might not want to believe that, but yeah, you're going to need to do it. Just like even like people don't understand that even Kevontae Turpin, he played in fan control football. He played in the indoor football league. He played in the European football league. He did all those steps. He did all those steps, and he came out of TCU. And I didn't know until here recently, this past summer, that he's actually from my hometown, Monroe, Louisiana, went to my rival high school, Neville High School. He wound up leaving Neville High, where he was a star, went to TCU, and I don't know what happened. I don't know if he got in trouble. I don't know if he got bad grades. I don't know what happened to him. But he wound up, you know, not going into the NFL on first crack and had to wind up going to the indoor football league. But when you're not big enough for the opportunity, good things happen if you have the talent. Don't get me wrong. All y'all ain't Kevontae Turpin. Some of y'all are just going to be champions indoor football league players. Some of y'all are going to be just indoor football league players. And the sad part about it, you may not be that. Some of y'all are going to be just fan control football players. Some of y'all are going to be just National Arena League players. Sad part about it, you might not be that. But you got to understand, some of you guys are undersized. If you're an undersized player, too short, it don't translate. Too slow, it don't translate. Not strong enough, it don't translate. not the right weight, it don't translate. When you start didn't go to a big enough school, it don't translate. When it comes down to making a decision of paying somebody, because these leagues pay, they don't pay what the USFL or the XFL pay, and definitely don't pay what the CFL and the NFL pay. But you'll be getting about $225 a game, anywhere from $180 to $225 a game. You'll have your workers' comp in case you get hurt. You'll get fed. You'll get housed. You'll get all that stuff, and you'll get a little game check, $225 a game, $180 a game, somewhere up in there. That's the league standard for everybody. Fan Control Sports pays a little bit more. They pay $400 a game in most cases. But you're not playing for money. You're playing for the pro film to get back to me so I can continue shopping it out as I keep making networking partners in different leagues moving up. As I move up, you're moving up. But you're not just looking for opportunities in my network just to play today. I take care of you as well after you decide you don't want to play anymore. As I move up, if you're on my client roster under my management, as I move up and different opportunities come about, as I get other positions as an executive in the game, I can bring you in when a team needs a scout, a team needs a coach, a team needs a coordinator, or depending on your degree, if you want to be an executive, if you know accounting, if you know marketing, if you know sales, I can bring you in on different positions behind the scenes if you want to work for a sports team. As I move up, you move up. That's the benefits of being in my network. Today, opportunities to play. After you decide you don't want to play anymore and you want to go into corporate America, based on your resume administratively and your playing resume, I'll have other opportunities as they come about to recommend you for. In some cases, depending on what position I'm in, I can basically vouch for you because you're in my network. I can say, hey, take my guy. That's my guy. Take him. So as I move up, you move up. So this you being in my network not only helps you for today to play football, but it also helps you in the future to still make a good living in sports as an executive, as a coach, as a scout, whatever. It still puts you in line to make that a good bag of money, and you're still being around what you love, which is sports. Okay, we've talked about the Prove It system. We've talked about putting you on a high-level agent's desk if you have a junior day with a verifiable draft ranking. So we've talked about everything except the most important thing, the business. If you don't see yourself as a businessman, willing to invest in yourself, Best Sports Career Management and Advisor Service is not for you. We're looking for guys that understand that you have to invest in your career, meaning you need to have a working budget. First off, you need to have a budget to work with me. My services cost $1,200. That's $600 down if you want to do installments. I recommend you come with the $1,200 up front just to make sure you're fully vested with me, because if you're fully vested with me, you get all the opportunities that I have as they come, whether it's opportunities to play or opportunities to use your degree as I move forward for other opportunities to work with the team behind the scenes besides playing, like I just previously mentioned. I recommend you pay the $1,200 up front. That way you don't have to worry about making sure you pay the second part, because I can let you put down $600 down, and it'll be another $600 due in 35 days. That's 30 days with a five-day grace period for the second installment of $600. That'll be a total of $1,200. Again, my package is $1,200 to work with me. It's $600 down now and $600 due in 35 days. It's 30 days with a five-day grace period. If you fail to make your second installment of $600 in 30 days with a five-day grace period, you lose the first $600 and you have to start over from scratch. I say that because I don't like to be sitting around waiting on my money. We agreed that the package costs $600. I've already started working for you. And if you don't pay the other part, I immediately stop working for you. And you will, if you come back, when and if you come back, you will have to start back over at the $600 mark. And there'll be another $600 due in 35 days, the 30 days with a five-day grace period. So that's why I recommend you just come to the door with your $1,200. Now, some of you can say, oh, that's a lot of money. No, it's not. When you add up all the bowl games, all the events you pay for, if you don't have a pro day, you could pay to go to these different pro day events. You pay for all these different combines and scouting services, all these different things. If you add up all the money that you spend doing all that stuff and traveling, and a lot of times you still come out without a job and having to come back and talk to me, and then you come back and talk to me and you're broke, I don't want to hear that. So I always tell you, look, spend your money wisely. Go ahead and come to a sports management professional that has a track record of getting guys in CFL camp, AAL camp, AAF camp, XFL camp, USFL camp. Talk to a qualified professional like myself, the qualified sports professional like myself that's qualified in sports management. Use my system. Put your money together and put it in my system, and then we'll start working on opportunities to get you on the field. And then from that point, we start making money playing. Put all your money up, work another job, a second job, because there's going to be other stuff that I'm going to recommend that you do that's reputable to help move you forward faster to get your USFL and XFL opportunity as well to go right along with your film from pro spring football in the Indoor Football League, National Arena League, Fan Control Football League, Champions Indoor Football League, all that film along with other things I recommend you to do that you'll have to have a budget for. I will manage you. I will help you manage your budget. So keep that in mind. I'm looking for pro guys that want to be not only pro ball players, but guys that also want to be pro businessmen willing to invest in themselves to move them and their career along as far as you can get to by putting money into your career. Because once you graduate college, the stuff that people gave you in college for free, that's over with. That is over with. You're going to have to start doing self-investment. The first step is get with me. It's $600 down, $600 due in 35 days. That's 30 days with a five-day grace period to equal $1,200. $1,200 for my package to work with Best Sports Management and Advisor Service in San Diego, California, with yours truly, Ramiro Ferran. I take payments via Cash App. And that is, you can look me up on Cash App at $, my last name, capital F-E-R-R-A-N-D, capital F is in Frank, E is in Earl, R is in Romeo, R is in Romeo, A is in Apple, N is in Nancy, D is in Dog, capital F-E, sorry, $, capital F-E-R-R-A-N-D, the number one. My Cash App handle is $, my last name, Ferran, and the number one, capital. Again, that's $ Ferran 1 on Cash App, or you can request a PayPal QR code. I only take payments via PayPal and Cash App. I prefer Cash App over PayPal, but if you don't have a Cash App, I'll do a PayPal. If you don't have those two systems, get them. I don't do Venmo and all this other stuff. I do Cash App, that's preferable, or I do PayPal. That's my second preference. Those are the only two ways I take your payment. With that being said, I'm going to go ahead and close this show out because my system is running out of power. I want to encourage everybody to stay light in our dark, be love, not hate. Pray for peace around the world. With that being said, I'm not going to be on air tomorrow, but I'll be back on Thursday. I'm going to take a day off, a personal day off tomorrow. I'll be back on Thursday. With that being said, we're going to go ahead and set black and fade off. Have a great day. See you on Thursday.